Public budget hearing and special meeting come to order, 5:05. Open with a prayer and a pledge, prayer by Mr. Petty, pledge by Ms. Jody.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you, God, for this opportunity to come out and to take care of our business for our school system. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to be in leadership. Father, we thank you for these opportunities, Lord, and we pray that we'd always be good stewards of those positions, Father. Lord, we pray that as we get ready for the school year, Father, our community has been hit hard, as well as our state with COVID again. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, as we make those great preparations, that you'd give us great wisdom, Lord, and make the best decisions for the kids, for the families, and, Lord, for our education system, Father. We just pray, Lord, that we'd have a smooth year, Father. We really need it, and we ask you to help us with that. Lord, bless us to have great open minds and hearts tonight, Father, and treat each other the way, Lord, that we'd love each other to be treated. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's move on. Item two, public hearing. We'll be opening the hearing on the tentative budget. Give a public comment on the budget limit, 5 minutes. Anybody want to speak on the budget? All right, Ms. Sheila.
Thank you. Tonight, we're here to approve the tentative budget, 21-22. And I'm here to have some notes for the public hearing. The total millage rate for 2021-2022 is 5.7680, which is .185 of a mil less than last year's millage rate of 5.9530. The total millage rate is 6.66%, is more than the calculated rollback rate, which is the millage rate that would be required to raise last year's tax base on this year's property values. There was a property value increase of $37 million. So the total millage rate for this year includes a .185 mil more in a state required millage rate, which decreased from 3.7050 to 3.5200. The discretionary operating millage remains the same at .748 mil. The capital improvement millage rate is at 1.5 mil. Other information, the 2021-22 is the final payment to DOE for the new high school, Liberty High School. The 1.5 mil was pledged in order to receive the special facility funding. The final payment will be $194,546.85. We will be using capital improvements to fulfill this pledge. Do you have any questions? We will meet again in September for the final budget.
Moving on, item C. Need a motion to approve setting the tentative required local effort millage rate at 3.5200. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D. Need a motion to approve setting the tentative discretionary operating millage rate at 0.748. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item E. Need a motion to approve setting the tentative discretionary local capital improvement millage rate at 1.5000. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item F. Need a motion to approve resolution 21-01. Includes all millage rates. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next is item G. Need a motion to adopt the tentative budget for 2021-22. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item H. Need a motion to approve resolution 21-02, tentative budget. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower. Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item I. Need a motion to approve setting the final budget hearing for Thursday, September the 9th, 2021 at 5:15 p.m. Eastern. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item three was public comment. We didn't have any. Moving right along to item four, additions or corrections to the agenda. Need a motion to add addition, correction to consent item 6A. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B. Need a motion to add emergency item 8A and B and C. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Second, Mr. Morris. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C has been deleted. Move right on to item five, approve the agenda. Need a motion to...
Delete.
Oh, okay. 6H. Give us a motion to delete consent item 6H and emergency item 8B. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item five, approve the agenda. Need a motion to approve the agenda for July the 26th, 2021. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second, down there. Jason? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item six, consent items. We need to make a motion to approve consent item table for July the 26th, 2021 with additions and corrections. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Mr. Chair, very quick thing. I want to personally thank Mr. Singletary down there who made the contact for the new chemistry teacher, which you're approving on this motion. You're a school board member 24/7, and he's at a social gathering, and all of a sudden there's some talk and discuss, and he meets somebody who's a friend of somebody he knows well, and he gets on the phone and says, hey, think I found us a chemistry teacher. We hired her, and it began a process. So I appreciate y'all keeping ears to the ground and stuff like that. So thank you, Jason,
yeah, thank you,
for helping that seal that deal. So that's how that contact got started. So you the man. Science teachers are like unicorns. You can't hardly find them. You know, yeah. She's top notch.
Yeah. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item B has been deleted.
That's to delete a 12-month principal position.
Okay. I got you. Miss, look at it. Need a motion to approve deleting temporary 12-month principal position at Hosford Elementary and Junior High School effective August 1st, 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody. Second, Mr. Jason. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item C. Need a motion to delete temporary 12-month assistant principal at W.R. Toller School effective August the 1st, 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody. Second, Mr. Singletary.
Yeah.
Y'all blending in down there. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item D. Need a motion to delete temporary 12-month teaching position at Liberty County High School effective August the 1st, 2021. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore. Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item E. Need a motion to approve corrected recommendation effective dates for interventionist teachers at Hosford K-8 and W.R. Toller K-8. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower. Second?
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item F, need a motion to approve 21st century personnel consent table for the 21-22 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item G, need a motion to approve Liberty County School Parent and Student Handbook for 21 and 22 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now, item H has been deleted. Next item H, need a motion to approve Liberty County School Student Progress Plan Pre-K grades 12 for the 2021-2022 school year, including promotion criteria for grades kindergarten through eighth grade and the 2021-22 kindergarten report card. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
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 Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item J, need a motion to approve Liberty County School Code of Student Conduct and Policy Guide for the 2021-22 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item K, need a motion to approve District Assessment Calendar for the 21-22 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item L, need a motion to approve the following crisis plans for the 21-22 school year. W.R. Toller, K-8 School, Hossford Elementary and Junior High School, Liberty County High School, Liberty County District Office, Adult School, and LLC. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item 7, action item. Item A, need a motion to approve memorandum of understanding between Liberty County Schools and Panhandle Therapy Center to provide mental health services for Liberty County School students referred for assessment and or treatment beginning August 1st, 2021. And ending July the 31st, 2022. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item B, need a motion to approve consulting agreement with Donna Spostic for science support during the 2021-22 school year. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flower, second, Mr. Moore. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item C, need a motion to approve reimbursement of travel expenses for Jacqueline Pandana, parent guardian of an eligible student for transporting her child to school and home. Parent will provide transportation for student with ESC services to and from school on days van driver is unavailable and will be paid mileage at state reimbursement rate. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Bauer, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next item D, need a motion to approve memorandum of understanding between Liberty County Schools and Community Wellness Counseling and Support Service to provide mental health and substance abuse service to students referred for assessment and or treatment. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Jody. Mr. Singletary, second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next is item E. Need a motion to approve the memorandum of understanding between Liberty County School Board and Capital City Youth Services to provide services and support for at-risk students and families in Liberty County. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Next item F, need a motion to approve memorandum of understanding between Liberty County School Board and Disc Village Incorporated for the implementation of the Bontevue Life Skills Training Program at the following Liberty County School, W.R. Tobler, K-8. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item G, need a motion to approve an inter-county ESC agreement between Liberty County School Board and Leon County School District for the 21-22 school year. Motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morse, I mean Singletary, and second, Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item H, need a motion to approve 2021-22 mental health application, part one, youth mental health awareness training plan, and part two, mental health assistant allocation plan. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Flowers, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item I, need a motion to approve the 2021-2022 school resource deputy program agreement between the Liberty County Sheriff's Office and the Liberty County School Board. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Morris, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Singletary. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item J, need to nominate a board member and a business owner to represent the Liberty County School Board on the Value Adjustment Board. Have a nomination?
I make a motion, Mr. Chair. I nominate James Flowers.
James Flowers.
Like I ain't done it before.
That's good.
I've got a second there, James Flowers. What about a business partner?
Travis Sykes is available. Still, okay. He served last year. As of right now, there are no, I don't believe, any entries, and nobody's wanting to come before the board as of right now. I don't know when the deadline is, but you still have to meet by statute, sign off. So, but Travis said he would serve again if y'all would approve right. him.
I'll make a motion for Travis.
I got a motion for Travis.
Second.
Morris and Singletary. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item A. I tried to tell you, Jane, but she's a little slow in the draw. Item A, emergency item. The motion to approve memorandum of understanding between Pan Care of Florida Incorporated and the School Board of Liberty County to provide school telehealth program service. Have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Jody, second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Morse. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B has been deleted. Item C, need a motion to approve M&B Products Incorporated letter of improvement for the Liberty County School District Food Service Department to piggyback Putnam County School District RFP 454-007-1902 for milk and juice products. To have a motion?
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Singletary. Second, Mr. Flower. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Next, item nine, board member concerns. Mr. Flower.
I got a couple of things. One thing, how did we miss our superintendent's report at the
meeting? I missed. I didn't.
Well, we've been doing it at the regular meetings, not these special meetings. But I do have a list of a few things, yeah.
You're my cover some of the stuff I wanted to talk about.
I'll go first if y'all want me to, if that answers any questions.
You can.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you. So I'll share with a few of y'all. I was on a Zoom call with FADS and the commissioner's office. Kind of just addressing some issues. Number one, we need testing back, but by statute they got to have it back by the 30th, and so the last possible date. That's a problem because Jeff and I were talking before the meeting because some of the retakes.
Well, scheduling students determined by test scores, placement classes, retakes.
Class placement's an issue. So I went out to the high school today and. You know, if they need to be put in certain classes, you got to get those test results, and here you are, you know, a few weeks before they start school, so it's an issue. And of course, they said we'll meet the statutory deadline. So they didn't give us any. It's got to be this week, but we'll have it. It'll be a real push with scheduling. That puts a lot of pressure on the guidance counselors to get that based on those numbers and those test results. But the other thing we talked about, obviously, is COVID. We've got an uptick in that. That was one thing we talked about in the spring. You know, we had an uptick in numbers coming out of Christmas, and now you got something called the Delta variant that has surfaced. And so I sent out a parent square, talked to the health department. Jody, can't think of her last name, it ain't Granger anymore.
Special.
Yeah, that. Yeah, Special. Okay, I don't know if I said that correctly, but anyway, they offered at our open houses if they could bring the vaccine bus, I guess a bus, RV type thing that they can give those vaccines. And I said, absolutely. So what we're going to do, and again, it's totally voluntary, but for those students 12 and older, they can, at open house, before school starts, and we've got open houses set for Tuesday, Wednesday.
9th, 10th, and
11th. Yeah, 9th, 10th, and 11th. And so the bus will be at each location. Students 12 and over can get it. Any staff members can get it. Or any parents can get it, or anybody can get it, anybody that's there. So that'll be we'll make that available at the open houses in concert with them. I've sent out an email today to all the principals and the assistant principals. We'll make sure that the schools are clean and sanitized. Part of our thing is, you know, it always comes up is mask wearing, or school's going to shut down. I think the number one thing the superintendents are concerned with, which I think is everybody's concern, is quarantines. COVID's not going away. It's just not. But if we have this, if we start the year, we have some cases, which I totally anticipate, just from looking at what's going on around in our country and even in our county, you know, how do we deal with those quarantines? And so we want to make sure, we want to do it in the least disruptive way to the class, to the classes. So we want to make sure everything's clean right off the bat. At this point, I don't see it. I'd like to keep our same regulations that we ended the year with masks being optional. If you'd like to wear a mask, staff, students, then we would encourage that. But right now, we really need some guidance from the governor's office, and that was probably one of the big things we were talking about earlier, is that the governor kind of has one mindset, and then if the CDC, or, you know, which in the health department are kind of locked, they in lock, stock, barrel with each other, make sure that there's some consistency there. So right now, you know, I would anticipate as a board and as a district to see some new guidance come out probably before school starts. I think people are kind of waiting for that, but we'll be working very closely with our health department, make sure our schools are safe and clean, and for the, you know, the parents who bring the kids, and for the students, and for the staff. Earlier today, we have recognitions of our retirees coming up in August at our regular monthly board meeting. And we had one who's leaving tomorrow, which was Rusty Hill. So Jason caught the tail end of that today. So we honored Rusty today. We had a couple students here getting money for football ads, so we let them be our audience. One of them was your daughter, and so we had a little impromptu ceremony here, and honored Rusty. 33 years of service to Liberty County School Board. So I want to recognize Rusty. Rusty's been a teacher. He's been a coach. I think he coached both Jason. He coached you and Boo back in the Coach Kent, the good old days. And but he's been an administrator. He was an 8-year assistant principal at Liberty County High School, and has served our county well. So we appreciate Rusty, and he's moving to Dahlonega, Georgia, with his wife. Chris starts work. We lost Chris too. She didn't retire, but obviously they moved up there closer to her parents. So she starts work tomorrow up there. So and Rusty's secured employment at Home Depot. So I told him we might need some discounts, you know, and he said he'd do his best, the best he could for that. So, and then lastly, this one's hard, is just, you know, we lost one of us last week with Mr. Tommy. you know, just no words to describe how much he was loved by this board and how many, you know, years many of us served with him. Jody's seat is a very special seat, you know, that she occupies. That was Mr. Tommy's seat when he was here, and he done a great job for the board. He's just a great community guy, and I wrote in something on a social media post. Now, he loved Liberty County. He loved everything Liberty County Athletics, and him and Ms. Linda just have been a team, and he's going to be sorely missed, but we sure just keep his family in our prayers, and he's a great guy. Great guy. Enjoyed serving with him. And I'll tell one quick story on Mr. Tommy. I shared this with James earlier today. So back when I served on the board, we'd make a new Gann Brother album, and I'd bring y'all some CDs, y'all that were on the board at the time, and I'd bring y'all CDs. And so that was about every couple of years we'd make a new album. So I asked Mr. Tommy, I said, Mr. Tommy, how about every time you make a crop of syrup, why don't you give us a jar? And he reassured me that that syrup costed way more than them CDs we made. And this was a business, son, and we can't give this stuff away. So he was a good guy.
Amen.
I knew that was kind of a rhetorical question. I knew what he was going to say. He would sure sell you some, but he wouldn't give it to you. So we missed Mr. Tom. I'm sure he gave a bunch away, but
yes.
Maybe four or five jars. And that was a close family. So anyway, Miss Tommy.
But you touched on something that Mr. Tommy, I know you, Doobie. I don't think those was on the board then, but back in, 2005, 2006, he had a wish.
He did.
For us to build a concession stand out there. And it ain't completed yet. But one thing that I'd like to see us do is put his name on that concession stand, some way, shape, or form. Because really that's all he wanted. When he started, he wanted a concession stand so people could get food down at that. And it was seemed like every board meeting.
Every board meeting.
And every year, till finally, I wasn't on the board when they finally decided to go that route, but he finally got it started, and he wanted to see it finished. I hate he didn't, but I'd like to see the concession stand named the Tommy Duggar Concession Stand, or something like that, you know. Another thing I'd like, and this is just thought process, and I'm putting this out there because I want people to think about it and talk about it, is another man that played a big part in probably everybody's lives that's in here. Good friend of mine, Jerry Johnson. I'd like to see us put something up for him or name the stadium after him. You know, you can have the fields and buildings and everything, but he was a big part of most people's lives that come through Liberty County for 40, 50, 60 years. So I'd like for y'all to think about that, and let's discuss at a future board meeting and doing that for both of them. Because I think they both deserve to be remembered. One other thing, Kyle touched on the vaccines. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, and I'm not a vaxxer. But I would encourage people to talk to their doctor, get information, and you're going to get it from both sides. It depends on which side you're listening to, whether you need to get it or not. But get all the information. Make a good decision for yourself and your family. Am I preaching to get vaccines? No, but I think we do. I think people need to get the vaccine. But I got one, and I hadn't finished it yet, but I've seen a lot of our high school kids down at the health department getting them the other day, which was an encouraging sign. So, you know, everybody said it was created in a hurry. We don't know what it'll do. back in the, what, 20s or 30s before I was born, we didn't know what smallpox vaccine would do. But we all survived. So I just encourage everybody to look at getting a vaccine and talk to your doctor on it, because they know more about it than I do. I talked to my doctors, and they said the best thing probably is for you to get it. I waited as long as I could. I've got it now, so that's all I got for tonight, I think.
Thank you, Ms. Flower. Ms. Jody?
Well, basically, I thank you, James, for bringing Tommy up, because Mr. Tommy, I've known Mr. Tommy all my life. And you telling me that this was his seat, that grounds me a little bit, because I probably will never fill his shoes. But I hope to do him and his family proud, and the county proud of my job here. But great guy, and you were right. One of the things that he hammered me about was softball, you know, the girls, and making sure that they got equal. And, you know, and I said, Mr. Tommy, I hear you loud and clear. And so anything we can do to forward his dream of having that, and having that softball field exactly, you know, what I think it should be, and I'm sure anybody does else too, was that it just needs to be one on our top priorities, and let's do him proud. So great job to Mr. Tommy and what he did for our county, all over the county, not just in school board. I know we won't go into this. I won't go into this a lot, and Kyle and I have talked a little bit about this, reconvening the super council, because again, there's some things going on in the county. We all need to be there. I don't mean to beat a dead horse to death, but if we can get on that super council.
I sent that request to Richard Williams this morning, first
okay,
thing.
Okay, thank
and,
you.
And Alfred to host it here.
Okay, great.
Because awesome. You know, I think we did it at Civic Center.
We did.
The last time. So I just said, if y'all like to come here, we'd like to host.
Okay, cool. You know, by right, and finding out some little more
about
them.
Yeah, they came by when I was going to the leadership conference. I went over there today, and so they're going to call me, set up a time, and we're going to start negotiating.
Great. And then, county, you and I have been talking about that, and one of the main reasons I'm bringing this up is for the public.
Yeah.
About renting the with the county.
I would like to negotiate, and we've talked about this, to negotiate pulling adult ed over here. I think that's going to be a good fit for over here, and that would be an income generator for the school district, is to lease that. The county is begging for, they're needing office space, and we got office space. So we've got, you know, obviously we've got this whole high school. I feel very confident we can move adult ed over here. And give them plenty of room. They'll all their needs will be met over here, and then be able to lease that at a negotiated thing. And we'll make sure y'all know, y'all approve that before we sign anything.
Okay. And then the last is the water flow on Mishaw. You know, have we heard anything from DEP? I know the city was going to go. You were going to talk to NOAA or NOAA?
I did. Okay. They're going to do a study on it and see what's going to happen. He thinks I think I mentioned this at the last meeting, I can't remember. The obvious short-term fix is to dig out the ditches a little better, to get a little bit better flow. But I think we were all in agreement, probably on the other end,
mm-hmm.
you know, or that end, or,
yeah.
you know, where it's going now.
Yeah.
There's got to be some, and Ben Cobb, bless his heart, he, as his time of working out there and saw some of that rain, he was pretty convinced. He said that to a lot of people. There's something blocking that pipe. So we don't know if it's a diameter issue, you know, is the pipe just not big enough to handle the volume of water, or if it's probably an obstruction somewhere in there. And NOAA thought that pipe could be it as well. It should be taking that water.
Okay. So NOAA and them, they're going to do the study?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did they give an anticipated, like, by when? Okay.
Well, they just brought it up at their last city meeting. I talked to them right before their city council meeting.
Okay.
I believe we had a board meeting that same
right.
day. So.
Yeah, we did.
And I'll follow up with him.
That's about all I got.
I got just one thing, and it's really concerning school. We're doing Friday at Chicken Perlo for Casey Ernest. He went swimming somewhere, jumped in the pond, messed his neck and all up. We'll be at Hosford Fire Department Friday if anybody wants to come by.
What time?
It's from 11 till.
11 till?
Yeah, Friday.
Casey Ernest?
Yeah, Casey.
Is that Danny's boy?
Yeah. Mr. Singletary, you got anything?
I'm good.
Mr. Morse?
I got a couple things, some of them already touched on. One thing, I'll see if Kevin, how you looking on school buses and school drivers for a start right now where we sit? I mean,
we short.
Both on buses and drivers, or?
On buses, we have one that's a route bus that's giving us problems. They've worked on it several times. I'll hand y'all the list before our next meeting, before y'all meet, but the list of stuff that needs to be, that we need, that's definitely on there. But we did, I mean, we need a bus.
You running into problems like we are in my other job with availability of parts, tires, things of that nature too?
Yep. We can't even get nobody to come get our oil. I mean, they've serviced every bus this summer, and we got oil everywhere. I mean, we can't.
I'll contact my guy that does mine and see if he.
What do we do?
That's Jimmy with J&K Petroleum.
So you already give him to do it.
You can't get him to do it?
No.
I'll talk to him tomorrow. I'll see if I can put it up on the list.
I just talked to another guy today. He said he couldn't get it. He also wants to do a lot of other stuff. I'm talking to Betty about other stuff. So.
Okay. Well, I can definitely speak to Jimmy on his and see.
He promises he's going to come get it, but he'll never show up. Mm-hmm. Just like another 25, that tells me they're going to come fencing and all that.
I'll talk to him and see what the holdup is on that. And other thing, Kyle, I see where they cut grass and got it looking good. Well, I finally got a couple of days of sunshine.
I know.
Where they were able to do some things. And last thing is, you got any more updates on the new money market tax credit or anything from
him? Waiting for August to get here.
Yeah. Can't get here quick enough. I didn't know if he might have slipped.
Hadn't heard any more. He said he'd let us know.
Well, that's all I got.
It looks very promising.
Yes. I got a lot of eggs in that basket. Really do. Honestly, and Sheila and I talked, we should be able to, we're really going to need to take some of that and put in the general fund. Mm-hmm. We're really going to have to do that. But I believe there's enough to go around. I believe there's enough to make her happy, enough to make Kevin happy, make y'all happy, you know, to make the public happy, to get some things done and finished, softball field, football field house, other needs, real pressing needs. We need, James and I talked today, we need vehicles. You know, our vehicle situation is just dire, you know. And so I think we've got an opportunity to get some money here, and, you know, and again, prioritizing the list. Kevin done a really good job, you know, providing that list before, really scrutinizing it and getting down what's needed. And I think we'll have, if we spend wisely, we'll have money to put in the general fund, which is sorely needed.
I would have had your list tonight, but 99.5% finished it and lost it. Lynn, she come and she tried to find it for me.
We'll workshop that probably next month.
No, I have to finish tomorrow, so we'll go over to Mr. Petty.
Yeah, we'll workshop. Kevin and I get together on Tuesday. We'll workshop that probably in August and go ahead and have everything ready. So
that way we got so many days to spend it. We can have it in order, you know, what we need to do. We can get on to the meeting.
Well, on that, on that tax credit money, with the ROTC building, we already had the plans and all.
Correct.
In hand, so
saved a lot of money
and a lot of time, because generally that's 90 days at least.
Right.
So I mean, once we find out and it's a go, then we ought to be able to
correct.
Hit we'll the ground wrong. Running.
Mm-hmm. Biggest thing, like Mr. Pitt said at last meeting, we need to put a architectural engineer firm on
it, it'll be on there.
Yes.
I think I talked with Jody. We're going to piggyback, so we don't have to do an RFP off of some other, kind of like what we did tonight with the milk. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Rutherford is coming by tomorrow, him and Greg Kelly. They'll have all that stuff. I said, since I've been here and been on board, we hadn't done that before. I said, we got to make sure we're legal and make sure that we're, because that was a audit criticism a couple of years or so ago about the RFP deal. But we want to make sure that we're legal on that. So they're going to bring all that. They're coming at 10 o'clock tomorrow and to go over that. I got two more things, Mr. Chair. I know you fixed to close it out. I want to thank Liberty Wilderness Crossroads Camp. Kevin was able to contact them, and Donnie sent some boys to walk, to clean the buses and to do some cleaning over there. And our payment for them was just feed them lunch. So we got Kevin had pig and got them some chicken and something to eat. And so I want to thank Donnie. They're always good partners with us in helping us on stuff like that. They've helped us. They help us throughout the year. The other thing too that I wanted to mention, we've got two events that are would love to invite you to. The first one's going to be this Sunday at the Hosford Park, Sunday, August 1st from 6 to 8:30. It's something called Sunday in the Park. Our church and all the churches in Hosford and Tillozia are sponsoring it. This is an opportunity. Y'all may have got some calls on school supplies. Boy, that list looks big. It's the same list, I assure you. After Hurricane Michael, there was a lot of supplies given and donated. And so we started this probably 2 or 3 years ago. So this would be the third event we've done, but it would be the first since Hurricane Michael. But a bunch of the churches are donating supplies, and so we give them out. So we meet at church on Saturday, and then we kind of start to strip. We got the class list, so we know what happened. Okay, this will be a second grade, kindergarten, first, whatever. And so the one in Hosford is going to be for Hosford kids. And then there's one, so that's August the 1st. And then there's going to be one on August the 8th. And it's going to be here in the old gym. And that's going to be for the Bristol kids, or this side of the county kids, Toller kids. And so those are the ones that have those class lists. And that'll be at 6 o'clock as well on August the 8th. So if you'd like, and we're making a very fun event, free hamburgers, hot dogs, fun games, live music, all that. Be a great opportunity to meet with parents and all that kind of stuff. So if you'd like to come, August the 1st and then August the 8th.
August 7th.
Did I say 7?
August
7th. It's the
7th,
not the
8th. It is. August 7th, you're correct. Absolutely, my bad.
And that one is
7th.
Here?
Here? The August 7th is at the old gym. That's on Saturday, I think.
That's 6.
Yep. August the 7th at 6 o'clock in the old gym would be for this side of the county, and then the one for Hosford would be next Sunday. So we want to invite you to come. If you want to come eat a hamburger or hot dog, come see some youngins. Yes, it'll be in the paper this week. I've started it on. I posted it this morning, and we have about 12 shares off of that. So if you start advertising too far in advance, and forget about it. So I was trying to do this week. I'll do it probably 2 or 3 times a day. So if y'all see that on Facebook, go ahead and forward that. And it's all free. Nobody has to pay a dime for any of it.
Put the right date on Facebook, or do you put the
I'm not doing the one at
Lake. You just did Hosford.
I just did Hosford, but they I actually shared one from Lake Mystic's taking the lead role on that. So it's on here. So I forwarded that this morning, about 3 hours ago.
I'm sorry, Kyle, I know you got more, but there's a softball game tomorrow night too.
Okay.
It's a softball game. Mm-hmm, that's what I got.
Summer
ball.
Fort
St.
Joe.
Home.
Yep.
7 o'clock. Any other closing comment? Not well. Have a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Moore, second.
Second.
Second, Ms. Jody. Meeting adjourned.